You're listening to the Burn Youth Podcast. We hope this message encourages and challenges you to live for Jesus. Let's get into it.
Fantastic. Good to see you tonight. And it still has the odor of sardine up here. It's pretty awful. So for someone who hates fish, it's going to be interesting on Sunday. But hey, it's great to see you guys. And, you know, I just love what God is doing amongst our young people. And listen, I'm not going to keep you long tonight, but I've got something that I really think is important for you to hear. Our theme as a church, and also our theme, of course, at Burn Youth, is about the Holy Spirit. And it's an interesting subject because there's a lot of people that have all sorts of crazy, weird ideas about the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit is or who the Holy Spirit is. And so we're going to talk about that tonight. But what I'm hoping is that you'll go away tonight with just four simple keys. And by keys, I mean keys, as in keys that you use to open a door that can remind you of something about the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit does in your life. Okay, and if we can do that, we would have achieved something tonight. You know, there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 6:19. It says this. It says, "Don't you know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, that He lives within you?" It's an interesting scripture. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit and He lives within you. But I don't know about you, but to me, sometimes I think, what does that mean? How does that work? What does that mean? And I wanted to explain that to you in simple terms tonight so that you can understand what that actually means. You see, when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, how many of you have done that? How many of you made a decision? You said, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to have a relationship with Jesus, not just say a prayer because I feel like it or my friends are sort of putting the pressure on me to do so, but I'm entering into a genuine relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm inviting Him to be Lord and Savior of my life. You see, it's more than just a decision you make. You see, when that takes place, when you invite Jesus into your heart to be Lord and Savior of your life, something supernatural happens. It's not just a decision, oh yeah, I'll give this a go. It's so much more than that. You see, when you invite Jesus as Lord of and Savior of your life, when you invite Him in to take control of your life, forgive my sin, Lord Jesus, and accept me, I want to follow in your ways. When you do that, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in you. Now, that shouldn't seem like too foreign a concept to us, especially what we've had to go through over the last couple of years when we've been putting all sorts of things into our bodies that we've got to go places and do things, so we have to have vaccines and stuff like that. The Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us. And there is a supernatural thing that takes place. So how does that work? What does that mean? Well, I like to imagine a volcano. A volcano. Have any of you made those things at school with the volcanoes and the soda, the bicarb and the vinegar and the, they're still doing that, eh? That's amazing. I can remember doing that at school myself with my grades. I used to be a school teacher, believe it or not, for 10 years until they kicked me out. And I often tell people that I spent the best 5 years of my life in grade four. And so they think I'm a bit weird. But anyway, back to the volcano. The volcano. You can look at a volcano and you can often not see much happening on the outside. There was a recent volcano in, San Palmo in the Canary Islands in Spain, and it's still going to this day. There's still like whole villages and towns being wiped out. But before that, 85 years before that, nothing had happened. People would look at that volcano and they'd say, hey, there's nothing happening. Really, it's a mountain. Nothing on the outside. Until you went up to the crater of the top of that volcano. And if you were to go into the crater and you were to drill this big hole into that crater, you would discover that there's lots of things happening below the surface. Below the surface, there's all sorts of things going on. There's lava moving around, and there's all sorts of changes, and there's a lot of heat. There's a lot of rumbling. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of stuff going on inside. And that's what it's like with the Holy Spirit. You see, we may not initially see some of those changes on the outside, but you see, the Holy Spirit's working in your life. He's changing things. He's doing things. He's helping you see things a little bit different from what you're used to seeing and so on. And then what happens is that we know that volcano eventually erupts. There's an explosion. Then all of a sudden what's been going on in the inside of your life comes bursting out, and people start to notice, hey, there's something different about that guy. There's something different. You know, that religion thing that they've got is really working because it's really changed them. They don't think the way they used to think. They don't like the things they used to like. There's something different, and it's pretty good. It's pretty attractive. I kind of like who that person's becoming. That is, of course, when you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, because without a relationship with Jesus, you probably won't see those things. It doesn't mean that you won't feel his presence, because you can go into an environment, you can feel his presence, and sometimes you can feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit on your heart, drawing yourself closer to him. It doesn't mean that you won't feel those things, but while you may feel him around you and close to you, you won't know what it is to have his presence dwelling in you. You see, there's a lot of people I come across who think they're Christians because every now and again they feel something. Well, I was in that meeting and, gee, they sang that chord and they sang that chorus and they played that chord and it made me cry. It made me think of my dear old mum or whatever. You see, every now and again they feel something, but unless there's an ongoing relationship with Jesus, there's no sense of the Holy Spirit living in them. That's it, Pastor John. The scripture we read at the beginning, or we said at the beginning, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? In 2011, I had a great opportunity of going to England. Any of you been to England? Fantastic, quite a few of you. Well, when I went to England, you will know that whatever town you go to, whatever village, whatever city, there are cathedrals everywhere. There are temples everywhere. There are abbeys everywhere. And I just love seeing these beautiful buildings. And the problem was this, of course, I wanted to go in, but most of them were closed. Most of them were closed and I couldn't get in. But then someone told me an interesting fact, and that is this, that those cathedrals and those temples in England, the people that can open the door so that you can go in actually live on the property, a lot of those temples. And so all you need to do is knock on the door and they could open the door from the inside because they had the keys. I want you to keep that in your mind. It actually started me thinking about my keys. I got lots of keys. You know, I've had these keys now for a long, long, look how many keys there are there. I've had these for so, I don't know whether you got more keys on your key chain or whatever. Honestly, half of these things, I have no idea what they're for. I actually think that some of these keys belong to the rental property that we had 10 years ago when we were here in Canberra. I could probably go visit them and get in there somehow. It's amazing, we carry around lots of keys in life that we never use. That's a message for a different time. But so I decided the other day I was going to narrow down the keys. So this is what I did. Attention. What's he doing? Is it going to be good? Is it going to be just really average? I said, which keys do I really need? And out of all those keys, that's what I came up with. That's just four keys. That's all I need in my life to function independently and function well. So I want to give you four keys tonight. I want to give you four keys. You're well aware of these keys. I want to give you four keys to show you what the Holy Spirit is up to in your life. Is that right? Won't be long. Here's the first key. It's this one here. I've actually got a Dashian head on this one because it's a very special one to me. This is my front door key. Who's got a front door key? Who's got a front door? who's got a front door? I would say that most of you will have a front door key. You see, when you take that front door key and you open your front door, you know that you're home. This is your home. You know where everything is. You know that you belong. You know that this is your family. This is where you're meant to be. And you don't give that key to too many other people, do you? You keep your front door key for your family. You don't give it to person down the road and say, "Here, make yourself at home in my house. Who are you?" You don't do that. You see, the first key the Holy Spirit uses is the front door key of your life. You see, He makes His home with you. He makes His home with you. He brings you to that place where He belongs. He belongs with you. He's part of the family. You know who He is. And so the front door key is the key that says, "Holy Spirit, you're welcome in my home." So wouldn't it be great every time you opened your front door, come home from school, get the key out, open the front doors, mum, dad are finishing off at work, say, "Hang on a minute, front door key, Holy Spirit, you're welcome in my home." I think that's important for us to understand. Here's the next key. The second key for me is this one here. Now, some of you I know may not be up to the stage where you use this key yet because it's a car key. How many of you drive a car? Okay, great. There's a few of you. So you know what I'm talking about. But how many of you would ride a bike? How many of you, quite a few more of you, would ride a bike, and you might have a key for your bike? You might, when you ride your bike to school, you have a place where you lock it up and you put your chain on it and you put your bike key on it. You see, when you travel, you use this key. When you travel, you use this key. You lock your bike or your car so no one's going to steal it. It's a pretty good thing to do. Have you ever ridden to school on your bike? Have you ever ridden and you've chained it up at the lock? You've had your chain, you've put it in the pen. I think they have pens these days for your bikes in some of the schools. And you put it in there and you chain your bike up. Let's not think of one of those little code locks that are so easy to break into. But let's think of a real lock with a real key and the chain, and you chain your bike up and you lock it up, and then you realise you've left the key at home. Have you ever done that? Or worse still, you come to the end of the day, teacher opens up the pen so you can retrieve your bike, and you're digging around in your bag, pockets, where did I put that jolly thing? Where is it? That's the question. You see, the bike key, the car key. You know, that can happen to a bike key, and it's a pain in the neck when it happens. So then you've got to walk home, you've got to ring the parents, or it's just a pain when that happens. But you know, this can never happen with the bike key of the Holy Spirit, because He travels everywhere you go. He's with you everywhere you go. When you've got the Holy Spirit, you're never alone. You're never alone because His key is with you. Imagine coming to that bike and just being able to go like this, and the key appears. You can open your bike and go home. You can travel. The Holy Spirit's like that. The Holy Spirit is forever with you. He never leaves you alone. He never forsakes you. You never go anywhere where He's not with you. Imagine that. So if you go to really great places, guess what? He's there with you. But you know what? If you go to really dingy places, he's there with you too. He's with you. Here's the third key. So the first key is this, the front door key, which is Holy Spirit, you're welcome in my home. The second key is the bite key that says this simply, Holy Spirit, you're always with me. Here's the third key. The third key, some of you don't call it a key, you might call it a code. This is mine here. This one here, it's called a password key or a password code. Now, I reckon all you guys probably have a password key or a password code to get into the computers at school. Is that true? You've got some form of identification that you've got to put in, some sort of password key or code to get access to the computers. And when you open up those computers, there's lots of great things that you can do. Lots of great things. There's lots of information. There's lots of stuff that's going to help you in your studies. And I want you to remember with that particular key that when you open things up, there's information, there's understanding, there's wisdom, there's knowledge. You see, the Holy Spirit, he teaches you. He guides you. He instructs you. The Holy Spirit does those things in your life. That's the password key. So when you use your password to get into the computer network, wouldn't it be great if every time you did that, you thought, you know what? The Holy Spirit teaches me. The Holy Spirit guides me. Here's the last key. The last key. I've got this one. The last key is the locker key. Who's got a locker key at school? Many, some of you have those little twisty code ones, but let's just imagine it's the good old days when you get a lock and a proper key for your locker. Now, let me ask, how many of you have cleaned your locker out and found a black soggy sandwich or a mildewy banana and you figure it's probably been there 3 months? You ever done that before? I've certainly sort of been fiddling around the locker and there's something squishy at the back and you pull your hand out and it's a little bit like that drink that you had tonight. But what's a locker for? A locker is so that you can store the things that you need for the day so that you don't have to carry that burden around everywhere you go. So when it comes to the Holy Spirit, what does he do in your life? He helps you lift the burdens that you might carry sometimes so that you don't have to carry them yourself. He helps you lift the weight so that you don't have to carry that yourself. So four keys. The first, the front door key. Holy Spirit, welcome home. The second key, the bite key. Holy Spirit, you're always with me. The third key, the password key. Holy Spirit, you teach me. And the fourth key, the locker key. Holy Spirit, you help carry my burdens. You know, there's a famous picture, and I finish with this. There's a famous picture of Jesus knocking at a front door. Many of you might have heard the story or seen the picture. He's knocking at the front door, and when the artist had finished painting it, someone came up to him and said, "You've made a mistake. There's no door handle." There's no door handle, to which the artist replied, "No, no, no, you've got it wrong. You see, Jesus is on the outside knocking, and you have to open the door from your side. You see, you have the key to open the door to Jesus." And so you invite Jesus into your life. But you know, that's not where the story finishes. You see, you invite Jesus into your life, but then what you've gone ahead and done is you've got a bunch of spare keys made up. And those keys, you actually take those keys and you hand those keys to the Holy Spirit, because he's going to live with you. Here's the front door key, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Here's my bike key because, Holy Spirit, I want you to travel everywhere with me. Here's my password key because I know you can teach me so many wonderful things. And here's my locker key because I need you to help carry the burdens and the loads that I'm carrying. Let's close our eyes for a moment. I want to pray for two different things tonight, two different kinds of people. There may be people tonight and you haven't experienced that understanding of the Holy Spirit at work in your life because you never invited Jesus into your life. You might have said a prayer sometime, but if truth be told, it wasn't entering into a proper relationship with Jesus. And tonight, you just feel this stirring. I want to make Jesus Lord and Savior of my life. If that's you, well, no one's looking around. No one's got their eyes open. If that's you, can I ask you to do one very simple thing? And that is simply raise your hand. That's you saying, yeah, I want Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life. I want to follow His ways. I want a real relationship with Jesus. Is there anyone that says that's me? I want to do that tonight. Well, no one's looking around. Why don't you just raise your hand? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's other people that I also want to pray for tonight. You see, there may be people here tonight and you just need to hand over the keys of your life to the Holy Spirit. Maybe you just need that assurance that He is always with you. Maybe you need Him to guide you and teach you some things. Maybe you just need His help because you're carrying some burdens. You're carrying some heavy deals, some heavy issues, and you just don't know how to cope with them. But let me tell you, the Holy Spirit does. And you need a hand those things over to Him so He can help you carry the load. Can I ask you to do one simple thing? If any of those things apply to you tonight, well, no one's looking around. Can you just stand where you are? Because I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for the situations you find yourselves in. Pray for that young girl who said, yes, I want Jesus in my life. Why don't you just stand where you are? You know, it's amazing when you talk about the Holy Spirit, guess what? He shows up. He starts moving in people's hearts and people's lives. And some of you even now are feeling that stirring in your heart. Let me pray for you. Lord, I pray for all these wonderful people who are standing. Lord, I know that there's at least one person here that has said she wants to give her life to you. So Lord, we pray, dear Jesus, forgive her sin. And Lord, help her to turn to follow your ways, that you'll become so real in her life. But I also know that there's a lot of others here standing tonight and they are just needing the help of the Holy Spirit. Lord, some of them are just wanting to know that you're there with them no matter what, that you care. I pray that they will just feel your love right now. Lord, others are, Lord, just wanting your guidance, wanting you to teach and lead them because there's decisions, there's things they don't understand, and they are just wanting you to come and help guide and lead and teach them. And I pray, Lord, that Holy Spirit, you'll just speak clearly to them. Even after tonight, they'll go away with this, like a fresh understanding. And Lord, there's others here tonight that they're saying, Lord, I just need you to help carry the burden. Holy Spirit, please come and help lift this burden. I've been carrying this weight, this thing that's been going on in my family, this thing that's been going on at school or uni or wherever it might be. And God, I don't know how to deal with it. Holy Spirit, won't you please come and help carry Help lift this burden from my shoulders, because I don't know how long I can put up with it. Lord, I pray that even as we are praying now, that there is a sense of peace coming to them. There is a sense of weight being lifted off them, that they don't need to worry about those things because you've got it under control. Lord, I ask this in your precious, wonderful name. Holy Spirit, come. We ask in your precious name.
Thanks for tuning in to the Burn Youth Podcast. To stay in the loop, follow us on Instagram @BurnYouth. See you next time.